Gregory Campbell, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Why is it so important to you to get an apology from the government of the Irish Republic?
Well, I think, Frank, if we look at the context here, we all know, and in recent years we've been trying to come to terms with how we deal with the past. And I think there is a general admission now that there isn't agreement on how we deal with it, because we just have such a divided society. There is no way of coming to a consensus about how we came to where we were, although there is a consensus about how we move forward now. So in terms of dealing with the past, what we have had in the recent past, in the recent few years, we've had a number of inquiries, we've had a number of inquests, we've had apologies from British government for different areas of concern and things that have happened. Now, that appears to many in the unionist community to comprise a one-way street, because all the inquiries and all the inquests and all the spotlight always seems to be on the actions of the police or soldiers, the security forces, who were dealing with terrorists, rather than how the terrorists came to terrorise in the first place. So what we're trying to do, and have been for some time now, is to say to the Irish government, look, last week, for example, Enda Kenny said he couldn't be expected to apologise for the actions of the IRA. The Irish government didn't shoot people or plant bombs. But what they did do, and this is what they should acknowledge and apologise for, is an Irish government in 1969, two of its ministers at least, were involved in the procurement of arms for what then was the fledgling provisional IRA. That's what he should apologise for. And then, of course, over the subsequent years, we had all the issues of extradition and the sanctuary that was offered to members of the IRA when they shot or bombed in Northern Ireland and then went into the Republic. So there's a series of things that I think the Irish government could say, look, we could have done them better. There were things we could have done that we didn't do. And there were other things that we did do and we shouldn't have done. I think if that happened, that would be a contribution to bring in some closure to the past.
Now, some people in the Republic would be saying maybe you should be calling for an apology from the Northern Ireland government of the 1960s, a government that allowed gerrymandering, housing discrimination, job discrimination, the development of an anti-Catholic police force, the promotion of Catholic ghettos, all of which gave rise to the IRA trying to justify their existence.
Well, Sinn Féin tried that line of argument last night, and I think that's a very dangerous line of argument. And there's a very simple reason for it being a dangerous line of argument. If nationalists or Republicans try to infer that some form of alleged discrimination against the Catholic community gave some justification for the IRA campaign, then I and others could say, well, see all the subsequent discrimination against Protestants. See all the subsequent discrimination on housing, on employment issues, on gerrymandering in terms of parliamentary boundaries since. That would justify a terrorist campaign on behalf of loyalists. But I'm not saying that. I wouldn't say that.
Yes, but I wonder, but Gregory Campbell, it's not about justifying. It's about trying to understand where we were, where this country was in the late 1960s. At one point, the Irish government was considering sending troops north of the border to save Catholics who were being burned out in Belfast.
Yes, and if we had said that the British government should send troops to save Protestants who were being burnt out, what would the accusation be? No. I think, Frank, what we've got to try and do here is try and look at this rationally. The past happened. Unfortunately, it was a brutal, awful, violent past. Now, the Irish government, they played the role of midwife for the Provisional IRA. Now, they did not take part in the murder campaigns that followed, but they give sanctuary for those who did. Now, they should apologise for that. That's something that happened, that is over, and thankfully, you know, we've taken 25 to 30 years to ensure that violence couldn't win. Now we've got to try and get those who propagated the violence and who allowed it to continue. And I don't think the Sinn Féin and the Republican movement will apologise for their part, but if the government of the Irish Republic could give an acknowledgement and an apology for the part that they played in facilitating the IRA, that would at least bring us some way forward to allow some people to bring closure.
And of course, the Irish TDs and the Irish government may point the finger towards unionist politicians who are at Stormont at this very minute. They may say those politicians failed in the past to distance themselves from loyalist terrorist organisations.
Well, if they have any evidence of that, they should produce it. And if that can produce a court case, I would welcome any convictions that would follow.
Well, they could certainly provide photographs of well-known DUP members sharing a platform with Billy Wright.
Yes, and that was on the issue of a threat to the life of someone. That wasn't a defence of violence. It was a repudiation of violence. Now, I mean, Frank, let's be clear about this. This motion was about saying to the Irish government, look, you did certain things 40 years ago with the emergence of the Troubles that caused over 3,500 deaths. Now, the part that you played, you should apologise for. If apologies are in vogue, why should the Irish government be precluded from their part in apologising for what they've done if the IRA won't apologise for the murder that they carried out for 30 years? That's the core issue, and that's what Enda Kenny has to address.
And do you accept that the Irish government and their employees in the form of the Garda Síochána suffered at the hands of the IRA?
Yes, I do. And all the more reason for the Irish government to say, we got it wrong. Nobody's accusing Enda Kenny of doing any of these things. It was his predecessor, Jack Lynch. It was the Irish government of the past that facilitated that monster that killed their own police officers as well as ours. All the more reason I would have thought that they would say, look, we got it wrong. A predecessor government of ours got it wrong. If we had our lives to live over again, we wouldn't do it the same way. If he would say that, that would at least be a clean breath. But we can't continue with this selective rewriting of history that the IRA came about because of some context of discrimination. If that was the case, I would start a loyalist paramilitary organisation today to rectify discrimination against Protestants. We're not going to do that. We're in a new era, a new generation. We want peace and democracy to prevail. But the Irish government could provide an impetus for bringing closure to the past, and I think they should consider that.
Yes, but Gregory Cabell, are you really suggesting that Protestants today in 2012 are being discriminated against the way Catholics were in 69?
Let's put it like this. See, in 69 or in the 60s or 50s, there was never a law in the old Stormont which physically prevented Catholics from joining the RUC for 10 years. And we've only just seen the demise of the 50-50 rule in the police in Northern Ireland, where Protestants were actively discriminated by a parliamentary statute, by law. So that's discrimination, all right. And it was Protestants who suffered for it. But we didn't start and embark on a terror campaign to rectify it. That's the point. You know, when Sinn Féin tried to use the justification of their terror by saying that there were all sorts of things wrong in the 1950s and the 1960s, there were things wrong last week and last month and last year in Northern Ireland against my community. But I don't wish your people to rectify it.
But you do understand that the Irish government will explain a set of circumstances in 69 that made it a very different place to where it is today.
Yes, I fully accept that. I fully accept that. I think that Enda Kenny should look at what happened. He's going to meet with Arlene Foster and some more victims from the Fermanagh area over the years. And next month, hopefully when he's done that and reflected on the King's Mills massacre, he can then issue a statement. And I don't expect it to be all that I would want it to be. If I was writing it, it would be completely different. But he's writing it. I think he should write some sort of apology to make amends for the predecessor in his seat where he sits today that who carried out things that I'm sure he wouldn't have carried out. I think he needs to consider that and give it serious consideration.
Gregory Campbell, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.